Welcome to Share Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking again to Bernard Aylward, who is the CEO of Codal Minerals. How are you doing today?
Hi, Stephen. Thanks for having me back. And I'm very well today and very pleased to chat with you again on the back of some very exciting news for Codal.
Indeed. This wasn't on the cards last time we spoke, I believe, and this has come to a bit of a surprise for the market. So could you tell us further, first of all, about the agreement that's been put in place there with Shui Chin?
Sure. Well, last time we spoke, I was telling you about how excited we were about the Bougouni project and our plans for the upcoming drilling following up on our successful trenching program and the fact that we'd be looking to have a resource by mid-year. Following that visit to London, I returned to Perth, and in a very short space of time, I had a few meetings with Shui Chin, and Shui Chin are very, very excited about joining us, becoming a partner, very interested in the Bougouni project and looking for a source of future spodumene concentrate and becoming involved with helping us advance our project. So in a very short space of time, you know, just a bit over a week really, Stephen, we've reached an agreement to for them to participate in a placement to undertake due diligence on the project and look to really help us advance it to production in a very short space of time.
In regards to the company, obviously they're based around chemical processing in China, and they've obviously got partners there ready to sort of take the project off. What is it that has made them come to your company at such an early stage in your development? You haven't yet got a properly defined resource. So it's definitely a coup getting them on board this early in the development.
Well, look, I agree with you that we are early, but as I've been highlighting to the market, the keys to the Bougouni project are number one, it's high-grade mineralisation, and number two, it outcrops. So we've got shallow, high-grade mineralisation amenable to open-pit mining. We've got proximity to a lot of infrastructure that makes development and transport of the product out to export very, very, very much simplified. And we've got secure title in a pro-mining country which is looking to develop a lithium industry, and where we are situated in Bougouni is starting to develop into an area of significant lithium mineralisation, and I believe we've discussed previously the ASX-listed company Birimian Limited, who have a project close to us. They've developed a lithium resource. We will be developing a lithium resource, and we see this Bougouni area of Mali growing substantially as a significant lithium producer in the future. So it's a very attractive area for a company that's looking to be a supplier long-term to China to be involved in.
Now, the offtake agreement that's been put in place obviously is showing the commercial value of the Bougouni Lithium project.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about, obviously, what the placing money will be used for and how you're able to sort of put the deal in place that represented a 30% premium the closing share price, obviously, before today?
Well, look, I think, you know, there's a couple of aspects to that. One is that the funds that will come into the company for this placement will be used to rapidly advance the Bougouni Lithium project. We'll be spending that money on drilling, quite an extensive drilling program to make sure that we expand our prospects and develop resources as quickly as possible. We'll be looking to undertake the metallurgical test work and begin scoping studies, it really is going to help us push the project very quickly. And then secondly, on top of that, you're asking about why they were interested in coming in at a premium to market. I think that's pretty clear that they have a view on the development potential of the project, and we expect that we'll be able to demonstrate that with more work.
So in relation to the work programme, although it's going to be accelerated, are you still going to further define drill holes and put a further sort of jawp in place?
Yes, absolutely. We actually have our geologist on site. They've been there since I spoke with you. We've had geologists on site. We've been preparing for the drilling program. So we've got drill traverses in place. We've got holes sited. We've got everything ready. The drill rig is on its way to site now, and we anticipate drilling very, very soon. So our stated program of drilling and ongoing geological work to assess the project is continuing. And again, that just leads me to highlight the fact that the group is investing in the company, and they recognise that the program that we've outlined is actually defined to maximise the value of the project. So I think it's a great result for Codel shareholders.
And again, that has been reflected in today's share price movement. So if I was looking at your company now and I wasn't invested, what would you say would be the key reasons behind investing in your company at this stage?
Well, my view is that at this stage, an investor coming in will be coming into a company that has a very, very good lithium project in Mali. It's high grade, it's near surface, we've got a clear path to development, and we've got a very strong partner who's coming in as a shareholder in the company. In addition, we have an additional lithium project in Mali called the Diendio project. We've got operating gold joint ventures in Cote d'Ivoire. We've got gold projects on our own right in Mali. Our focus is clearly the lithium, and we believe we've got a great project that will deliver a lot of results to the company in a very short space of time. But we're a company that's looking to grow and grow quickly.
So what would you say would be the thing that excites you the most?
Oh, well, right now we'll be drilling. We're drilling. We're going to have follow-up drilling to those to our first program, which returns some very good results. And then our trenching program has outlined three additional very exciting prospects. And my view is that we will be looking to have a significant resource by mid-year. And I'm very excited about the potential of not only what we've already demonstrated, but of the new prospects, and highlighting the opportunity for very quick development.
And indeed, we've been part of that journey with you there, Bernard, and we hope to obviously catch up with you as and when future news flow comes out.
Well, I hope so too, and look, I'd just like to emphasise that we are very active explorers. As I released to the market last week, we've had completed our trenching. We're still waiting for those trench results, so there's news to come there. We'll be commencing drilling shortly. There's news to come there. We've got metallurgical testing in process. We've got a partner doing a lot of due diligence. We're very active. We'll have a lot of news flow, and I think there's going to be a lot of interest generated from our work.
Indeed, and I look forward to following your story ongoing, Bernard. Thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
And thank you, Stephen. Thanks for having me back, and I appreciate the time and the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners.
You're more than welcome, and I'll speak to you soon, hopefully.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.